Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And thanks to the help we get from ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll keep it running, especially as we head into the winter months. Good morning to you, Dan Burns. Nice to see you. I hope you had a good, busy week at Lloyd's.
We did have a good, busy week. Thank you. Good to see you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. It was it snowing when you came in this morning?
It was not snowing, but it had snowed.
It had.
There was just a little white frost on my lawn when I walked out this morning.
Well, it wasn't slippery.
Not at all. The road, okay. It's actually very warm. It's not, I don't think, it's not, does yeah, not feel cold at all.
Still 34.
Yeah.
Here in the Twin Cities. I'll tell you what, if you have any kind of a vehicle question, if you have problems with your car, truck, or van, and you need to bring it in to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know just some idea what might be wrong with it, give Dan a call today, or you can send Dan a text. Same number applies, 651-989-9226. But don't wait. Keep in mind, Dan will be here for about another 30 minutes, is it? We want to get that question answered, so call it in, text it in, and we'll help you out. In fact, a text came in earlier this morning, and I know we've talked about this, about Lloyd's Automotive. Have people ever brought in, customers brought in their own parts?
They try to.
But you don't, you can't really warrant anything.
Well, that's the problem. I certainly can do it, and we have done it on occasion, but we don't want to do it. I rarely do it because if you bring your part, I have to charge you the labor. First of all, if you bring your part, I'm losing the profit on the part, which
that's
is
true.
A problem as a business model. But you bring so then I, at any rate, I charge you the labor. And if there's a problem, if the part that you brought me isn't good, and I have to do it over again, that gets very uncomfortable. And,
yeah.
And the customers will say, well, you don't have to warranty it. I just want you to install it all. But I don't feel good about that. I can't charge you twice. I just do not feel right charging
that
you
makes
twice
sense.
To do the
sense.
Same thing. And
yeah.
So I just would just soon stay away from it. Buy my parts. It works. It works. It's smart. And it it makes me feel best about the repair that I'm doing.
Certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
You and I were talking, and I was reading an article, in fact, just this morning, about winter months and car starting, or actually warming up.
Right.
And we get calls about that, text messages. How long should you, you get your car started, how long do you let it run?
Well, not very long.
Doesn't it depend on if it's outside in the...
Well, it does. But, you know, I noticed that on most cars, automatic, you know, the remote start buttons,
yeah.
If you remote start your car, usually they'll run for 10 minutes and then shut off. That's, you know, the car, in 10 minutes, the car is up to full operating temperature or nearly up to full operating temperature. And that's, I would say, probably too long.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waste of fuel and not good for the environment and a whole bunch of things. So that's probably too long. And as we learned in radio time, Denny, a minute or two... It's a pretty long time.
It's an eternity.
As you're sitting in the car waiting for it to warm up for a minute or two, that's a long time. So I think, you know, a minute one morning, you know, normal mornings, and if it's 20 below, 2 minutes is probably just fine. That's probably plenty. And it's you know, people say, does it make any difference for the car? And you know, on a 20, when it's 20 below outside, it does make a difference to jump right in your car, crank it over, and leave within 5 seconds of starting it. Things aren't flowing quite right.
Yeah,
and the car will go; it'll work. But my own opinion is that's hard on seals. You know, the oil, those frozen solid oil seals are trying to hold super thick oil in, and pressures are very high. And so, I think when it's 20 below and your car has been sitting out, it should warm up for at least a minute before you take off and go.
That's kind of what the article suggested, too. 1 to 2 minutes is probably good enough.
Oh, good.
And 5 minutes is not doing anything better. You're not really
wasting gas.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, listener, and we have great ones, let us know that Highway 212 west of Eden Prairie, slippery bridge deck, multiple accidents. This is on Highway 212 west of Eden Prairie. So I was wondering about that as I was heading east, coming in early this morning, if some of the exit ramps might be, slippery. They weren't.
Yesterday, the bridge decks were frozen also. We had customer complaints about that the bridge decks were frozen. So, yes, be very, very careful. It's a new season.
We have to learn all over
again. We have to relearn, don't we?
Yep. Yeah.
Set your clock back and remember that driving conditions are unpredictable right now.
I'm glad you brought that up because we are getting rid of daylight saving time overnight tonight.
Yeah.
So turn your clocks back, fall back.
I kind of like the sun in the evening. I'm one of those guys. I would prefer the longer evening than the longer morning, but it is what it is.
It is what it is, yes. 651-989-9226. That's our phone number. It's also our text number. If you have any kind of a car care question for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, give us a shout. Or send a text if that's easier. 651-989-9226. All right. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with your phone calls and text messages here on Saturday morning, November 2nd. 34 degrees, a cloudy sky. From Newstalk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, located on beautiful Grand Avenue. Exactly where?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is between Lexington and Victoria, getting all dressed up for the holidays.
I bet.
The avenue is. So here we go. But anyway, you can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or we'll be there this morning, in fact, if you want to give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us. And Dan will be here till about 7:45. So if you have a question, a car care question, call it in or text it in. 651-989-9226. Same number for both. All right, let's go to the phones. Reggie, I believe, is calling from Golden Valley. Reggie, you're on with Dan.
Hi, Dan. Question for you. I own a 2008 Lexus LS460, the rear drive version. And I was recently told by the dealer that I needed that the bushings had worn in the front suspension.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the parts options that they presented only allowed for replacement of the entire control arm, upper and lower, and the ball joints, rather than, like in the old muscle car days, you could press in a bushing and press it out.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any options for getting those bushings pressed into and out of the control arm, and where you replace just the bushing, or are you really limited?
Yeah, we do. I don't know if that's available on that car specifically. If the dealership doesn't offer it, you would have to check the aftermarket and see if anybody even makes the bushing. And if they do, then certainly they can be pressed in and out, but. One thing that I would caution you about is with labor costs being what they are, sometimes it's cheaper to, by the time you pay the labor to go through the process of pushing all of the bushings in and out and replacing the ball joint and all that, even once you get the control arm out, maybe it's cheaper to just buy a control arm and have it installed. That's a pretty quick job. So anyway, do the math on that, and you'll have to do the research to see if anybody makes the bushing, if it's available. And if it is, but if it is, we often do it. I mean, it's, every day. Well, first of all, control arms, that's a very common repair. We probably do those every day.
Really?
And oftentimes the control arm is astronomically expensive, and in that case we will press bearings in and out.
Hmm.
But we have a press. We have a hydraulic press that, makes short order of it. If you're going to try and do it on your own, it's perhaps impossible. It's pretty hard.
So there's some suggestions for you, Reggie, anyway. Thanks for the call. 651-989-9226. We go to Hudson and Steve. Steve, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. I have a 2013 Dodge Durango, and it has a engine maintenance required light showing. I took it to the dealership, and they told me it is a evaporative leak in the fuel system.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy with the service I'm getting from the dealership, and I'm wondering if I need to go to a Chrysler dealership to get that repaired, or can an independent like yourself get that diagnosed and repaired?
Oh, for sure. For sure you can take that anywhere. And in fact, that's a very common problem. You know, there's a procedure that we go through. There's, of course, a whole bunch of parts, solenoids, valves, and so forth as part of the evaporative system that need to be checked. And one thing that sometimes we'll do looking for a small leak in the evaporative system is to put smoke inside the system. We have a smoke machine that'll load smoke to the gas tank and all of those evaporative lines, and then we'll look for the smoke to where the smoke is coming out of. And so that's, you know, one of the ways of finding the leak. But any independent shop can do that. Any dealership can do it too. Like I say, it's a very common repair. We do that often.
Okay. There you go, Steve. Lola's calling from Forest Lake, I believe. Lola, good morning, Lola.
I have a problem. I have a 2000 Grand Marquis, and when it rains, I get water in the back seat on the right-hand side. My son thinks it's coming from the windshield wipers where they lay down and the vents are there to do away with the water.
Yep. That's a very... very common place for that to happen. What happens over time, and that car's been on, been built for a significant period of time, over the years, leaves and debris fall into the compartment where the wipers and the heater duct and all that are stored. And water is supposed to be able to drain out of that. This will be out under the hood. And if that gets clogged up with debris, then the water doesn't drain out. And when it rains and the water gets deep enough, it leaks into the car. And again, this is a thing that we see pretty often. So the repair is to take the wipers and the wiper arms off, take all of that cowling at the bottom of the windshield under the hood off, and get in there and see where the debris is. We'll get the debris cleaned out with a vacuum cleaner oftentimes, and then finish cleaning it with the garden hose and be sure that it's draining properly. But it's a pretty significant job to get down in there to get at all that stuff. But I think your son is probably right. That's probably where it's coming from. It just happens to end up in the back seat because that's the lowest point. But usually when we find a leak, it's coming from the front of the car somewhere.
Water has its ways.
It does. You know, another common place for it to be leaking is if you have a sunroof. The sunroofs allow water in, and it needs to drain out, and believe it or not. But the water needs to drain out before it leaks into the car. And if you don't get it draining properly, then it'll leak in the car too.
We need to take a quick break. We have more show to come. Dan Burns will be answering your questions by phone and text coming along here in a moment or two. Good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Dan Burns, ASC Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out by phone and text as usual. Been doing it for about, what do we figure, about 25 years?
I think
here,
so.
Something
yeah.
like that, yeah. I'll tell you what, we have callers, and I want to grab some text messages too, but the folks have been hanging on the line. Tom in Stillwater is first up here. Tom, go ahead with your question, please.
Hi, Dan. I have a 2010 Chrysler minivan, 130,000 miles on it. It usually starts just fine. But every once in a while it balks and pop, 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 and then I'll turn it off and eventually I get it started. But I even left it at the dealer's for a week. And of course it started just fine every time. And I guess my question is, what is the most likely source of problem? They couldn't find anything at that point, but it still happens once in a while. And I, am going to be donating the car to other family members, and I would like it not to be a problem.
Well, the diagnostic procedure for us would be, of course, you have to get it to act up, which
I know
which is tricky. We would put a fuel pressure gauge on it and check and see if when it acts up, if it has fuel pressure. We'd put a spark indicator on it and see what's happening with the spark. And then I'm sure the dealership hooked up a scan tool to it to see if there was any historical information. But that's the other thing that we'll do is we'll put our scan tool on the vehicle. And when it's acting up, we can actually push a button and take a picture of all of the sensors and everything to see what's going on with it. But that particular car is pretty common for having worn-out fuel pumps. And so I wonder if at times you're getting – if the fuel pressure is just too low to allow the vehicle to run. That would be my first thought, but it's a pretty expensive guess. I would certainly want to be able to prove that before I just recommended that you replace the fuel pump.
Okay. Texter wants to know they're going to be buying a new vehicle. I believe they said an Outback. Do I need rust proofing and extended warranty? They want to sell me. I know what you're going to say.
That's up to you. If it makes you feel good, yes, you should get it. But the extended warranty is an insurance policy. And so on that extended warranty, people are making, you know, somebody's making money. So you're paying extra to have that convenience of having somebody else pay the bill when you get a bill. And be careful which extended warranty you get, because some of them are
kind of limited.
Well, they read between the lines to try and deny a claim. So we see that quite a bit. We have to fight pretty hard for people to actually get the claim handled. So be careful that you use somebody reputable if you do get it. The upside of them is if you get a significant problem, if you get an engine or a transmission or something like that that needs to be replaced, you're going to win on on the policy. If you don't have a significant breakdown on just the little stuff, you're probably going to lose. You probably don't need it. So,
what about rust proofing?
And rust proofing, that's changed over the years, where vehicles now coming off of the assembly line are pretty much rust proofed already. If a little's good, a lot might be better. So if you want to...
Again, if it makes you feel
good. If it makes you feel good and you want to rust-proof it, go ahead and do it. There's no reason not to do it. But it's an expense, and I question if it's necessary or not.
All right. Let's go back to the phone. Steve and Hutch is calling in. Steve, you're on with Dan.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a 2004 Mountaineer, and I recently put new tires on it. And ever since I put the tires on, my backup sensory light, every time I put it in reverse, goes off. I can put it in neutral, I can be in drive, I can be in park, and I can push the button, and the off button will go off, will turn off again. But as soon as I put it in reverse, the off light comes on again. Could that have been caused when they put the tires on?
There's nothing relating to the two, unless they got up in the wiring or something like that and caused a problem like that, or if they perhaps bumped one of the sensors, their sensors in the bumpers, something like that. If one of the sensors got knocked out or something like that, it could act weird. But I don't know. It's good news is it's a pretty easy diagnosis.
So you could track that down?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to diagnose that. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I guess my first thing I would do is take it back and have them take a look at it and see if they can relate it to anything that they did. If they can't, and if they can't fix it, then you'll have to move on to somebody that can. But at any rate, I don't think it's a big deal no matter what.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Nancy, who's calling from Brooklyn Center this morning. Hello, Nancy. Nancy is on CCO.
When I am driving, my indicator on the dash says that my tires are low. Mm-hmm. I've been to Discount Tires twice in the last week, and they say, no, the tires are fine. They check the air in them. Somebody told me that it's possible that the spare could be the problem. Is that true?
That's true. Often, what kind of car is it?
It's a 2011 Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that sensor has a spare on, or if that vehicle has a sensor in the spare, but it might. And so one thing that you should do is fill the spare. And as long as you bring that up, That's one thing that none of us ever does is, first of all,
check
know
spare.
How to get your spare in and out of the vehicle.
First of all, where is it?
Yeah, in case you ever need it, where the jack is and all that. So it's a great exercise to go through to check the air pressure in your spare anyway, because if the car is 10 years old, you've probably never checked it, and I'll guarantee you that the air is low. So no matter what, you should check the air, and if that takes care of it, that's great. If it doesn't take care of it, one thing that if when you start the vehicle, the tire sensor light is flashing for a period of time, for a half a minute or so before it goes on solid, that flashing light would tell you that there's a code stored and perhaps you have a sensor that has failed.
Ah.
So that's the other possibility.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. Texter brings up a good point. We're talking about warming up vehicles. And it says, good show as always. Please remind your listeners not to warm up their cars in the garage is not safe to do, I think.
That's a great one. Yeah, and don't use your remote start when your vehicle is parked in the garage.
Yeah.
That's a great
that
warning. Yep.
Yeah. Talking tires, a texter wants to know, what's the difference between an all-season, all-weather tire? I'm looking to buy a new set of tires and somewhat confused on what to buy for a year-round tire for a 2013 Corolla. Are all manufacturers similar? Somebody, in fact, it may be the same person, wants a good tire for all road conditions, summer, winter.
Yeah.
Well, all season.
Yeah. If you don't know anything about tires, get some help. Go get a professional tire salesperson to go through what the advantages of are of all the different tires, because there's a million of them. The labeling on a tire, if it's all season or not, is pretty obscure. I don't know what that means, but if you're a trained professional, you can look at the tread, the depth of the tread, the style of the tread, and know how aggressive it's going to be. You want the tire to be aggressive, do a good job for you, but you want it to last a long time, and you want it to work well under a whole bunch of different conditions. And so to hit that just right is a little tricky. But
they're out there.
They're out there. And I also find with tires, you kind of get what you pay for.
Exactly.
So if you want a really good tire, expect to pay for it because they cost a lot.
I know when you put some new tires on one of our vehicles, what a difference. And it was costly, but
yeah.
Boy, it was a world of difference in driving.
Tires are one of those things that for us, most of what I do to your car, you don't notice any difference at all. It's just maintenance. And
that's the way it should be.
Doesn't feel at all, yeah. But when we put tires on, you actually feel the difference. It's really
big
nice.
Time.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, your suggestion, texter says, please to keep mice out of a stored car for the winter.
Yeah. We've talked about this, that minty smelling.
Yeah. That it's
mouse magic.
Mouse magic is what we use at our house for different storage. Some people have used dryer sheets.
Right. And then I mentioned this last week, I think, do not have any sort of food source for the mice. If you keep the food out, then there's not much reason for them to be there.
That's right.
So they'll pick a spot closer to the food. So make sure that the storage area is well cleaned up of any food source, and that'll help. But and then catch them, set traps and so forth. The best thing you can do is eliminate them. The ones that are inside the building.
Yeah.
And so catch them and then use some of that mouse repellent. That will help.
Yeah, mouse magic.
Yeah.
We have to run.
Sounds
good. Make way for Jack here coming up. And so how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over. That's the best way. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. We're on Facebook. You can find us there or... what's left? Give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Let's have another show next week.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.